Todd Gleason's services are made available to WILL by University of Illinois Extension.
You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. Don Day joins us to take a look at the weather forecast. He's at Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Don, let's take up a couple of the areas in our region, Tennessee and Indiana, both that have had some problems getting started, putting corn in the ground. Indiana and Tennessee well behind where they normally would be at this time of year. Though we've been behind before, they'd like to roll sooner rather than later, kind of need to know whether they started to dry out, whether they got very much from the last set of rainfall, and what kind of conditions they'll be working with this week.
Well, there's a little bit of good news and bad news. The good news is that after some cooler weather here at the end of the week, as we get into the weekend next week, as we look ahead into the first couple of weeks of May, it's going to be warmer all across that area, all across the Midwest and the Corn Belt region. But we will see some opportunities for showers and thunderstorms that will keep things moist. I don't see a big soaker coming to those areas you just mentioned, but I do see that in the next couple of weeks there will be some opportunities for showers and thunderstorms, especially in the eastern areas of Tennessee and Kentucky and into the southern and eastern areas of the Ohio Valley in particular. But I think overall the trend is going to be better for them. But at the same time, I don't see a week or two where it'll be completely dry either. I think there'll be enough activity moving through to keep things a little bit on the moist side. But it kind of looks like the Goldilocks pattern, Todd, really, where conditions could be just right. The combination of warmer temperatures and off and on chances for rain could allow folks to plant, but at the same time bring the precipitation that you want early in the growing season.
So emergence could be good if they get it planted, and sounds like that'll happen. Is that the case across the Corn Belt? So as we stretch from northern Indiana through the upper two-thirds of Illinois, Iowa, lower Minnesota, off into Nebraska, and the southeastern, or rather northeastern corner of Kansas?
Yeah, it really is looking that way. It looks like over the next couple of weeks there should be adequate precipitation in all those locations you mentioned, even some of the drier areas of the northern plains, the Dakotas, portions of Minnesota into western Wisconsin, Iowa, Nebraska, Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas, all of those areas have got some really good chances of decent precipitation here over the next week or two. This is the pattern that we'd like to see this time of year.
Your assessment at this point of the condition of the hard red winter wheat crop as it relates to weather?
Well, it certainly has gotten a lot better. The last couple of weeks have been wet over those red winter wheat areas, and the prospects for more precipitation is looking very good.
All right. Hey, thanks so much. We do appreciate you taking the time with us.
Thank you.
Don Day is with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Joins us on this Tuesday edition of the Closing Market Report. If you'd like to hear him or any of our programming, again, you can do that on our website. The address there is WILLAG.org. Since you're in the field, let me give you a little hint about ways to go about listening to our programs. You probably have a tractor or a truck that has a Bluetooth radio in it. If you have an Android or an iOS, an Apple phone, you're likely to be able to connect that directly to that Bluetooth radio, and you can play our programming from the website through your radio. Just look for WILLAG.org, connect the two together, and you can listen to the programming anytime you'd like at your convenience. You can even back it up and listen to something again if you'd like. It's all the great service that you get from WILLAG.org. Thanks for listening, and have a very safe and profitable week in the field. I'm Todd Gleason.